Camera Obscura joined us in the studio today talking with the Cafe's Tracy Tannenbaum. This young band from Scotland is experiencing considerable acclaim for Let's Get Out of This Country, their third album. Tracy Ann Campbell and the band are here to play live. Tracy Tannenbaum begins by asking the band what they were like when the band formed, which was back in the mid-90s.
Oh, God, you don't want to know. I was at college, and I met John there, and I just went there because my parents wanted me to, really. decided to, that I wanted to start a band. I did like a sound and video recording course, but I realised quite soon that I wasn't very good at it, and I didn't really want to be good at it. I wanted to join a band and start a band and learn how to play the guitar and learn how to write songs. So I couldn't really do any of that before, you know. The idea was there before I could actually practically do these things.
When did you get the idea?
I mean, I've always loved music, but I guess when I was maybe about 19 or 20, I thought that's the only thing that I really cared about, so why not go for that?
Right. Now, John Henderson left the band in 2004, and he was one of the primary original people.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking that that must have changed the approach that you took to this most recent album. How did you approach it?
Not really. I mean, we did approach the record completely different, but not because of John's departure. That might sound kind of callous or like I don't care about the fact that he left. Of course, it did matter to us, but it didn't, you know, in any way sort of shape the future or make any life difficult for us. We were determined to carry on without him, and we have done, you know. So it sounds a wee bit cruel, but it was just, you know, stuff happens.
It certainly does. So what did change the sound of this most recent album? I mean, I do know that you left Scotland and you travelled to Sweden to do it.
Yeah, well, we decided that we weren't making another record without a producer, or at least I had it in my mind that I didn't want to make another record in the way that we had done, because it was just like getting into a groove and, you know, repeating yourself and sort of living your life safely. You know, when people do the same things every day because they're in a little bubble, and it felt like we were in a little bubble. So it was time to get a challenge and take a chance, and it seemed the most natural thing to me to make a difference in the record was to record in a different place and have a producer and, you know, and see how we could deal with that, see if we were up to the challenge, and I think that we were. We needed a kick up the backside, you know. We really needed something to get us to move forward. So we went to Sweden to work with Jari Haapalainen.
And the producer Jari really did give you a kick. How did he kick you?
I might sound dramatic, but I felt like it completely changed my whole outlook about the band and about what we as six people in a band together were capable of. I really felt that we rose to the occasion. We, for the first time, it felt like we were really working hard. I mean, of course we've worked, but I felt like we really worked hard to prepare those songs, and to also to hand them over to somebody who was pretty much a stranger, and you know, let him have some control. And I actually found it a lot easier than I thought I would, because I'm quite an annoying sort of control freak kind of a person, I think, sometimes, and if I don't get it my own way, then I don't want it. So for me personally to be able to let somebody else decide things, it was a big thing for me, and I think it was a big thing for the group. We all really felt like we had to prove something to ourselves, and you know, we were really up for the challenge. It was like, let's go for this, you know.
Well,
if that makes sense.
Oh, no, it makes a lot of sense. And it sounds like you must have trusted the producer a great deal.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we do this? Why don't we give listeners at home who might not have heard Camera Obscura yet a sense of what you're talking about? What do you want to start out with, Tracy Ann?
We're going to start off with The False Contender.
Great.
Thank you. You left your mark, you sunk your teeth into the back of my neck. Oh, let's not pretend I needed the lesson that you taught me well. But what will I do? Will it always be you? I hope and I pray you leave me one day. Must it always be you? I hope and I pray you leave me one day. What will I do? Must it always be you?
That's Camera Obscure performing False Contender. It's one of the tunes on their new album, Let's Get Out of This Country, which is on the Merge label. Tracy Ann, can you introduce everyone in the band, please?
Yep. Well, not all here at the minute, but Nigel is doing percussion and playing stylophone, and Kenny is playing guitar, and Kiri is playing glockenspiel, and Kenny and Kiri are doing backing vocals.
Okay, fabulous. You know, this is mainly an album of love songs. And we're not talking love that's going well. We're talking love that's gone bad. We're talking about choosing the wrong people. And I couldn't help but ask, is this autobiographical or are these invented characters?
A bit of both, really.
Do you want to elaborate on that or would you rather not?
Get down to the nitty gritty. I guess it's the lyrics in this record are more personal than in the previous records. But I always like to just add little bits of, you know, fiction as well.
And you say that this album is more personal than the last albums. What made you decide to shift and make this such a personal album?
I don't really think I thought about it like that. I never really think about that sort of stuff when I write songs. I just write about how I feel or what's on my mind, and it's never really that contrived, and it just so happened that maybe I had a lot on my mind the past few years to enable me to write songs.
And one of the things in looking at the lyrics to a lot of these songs is that I'm not concerned that the characters in them, or you, whomever we're talking about, are going to be forever heartbroken. There's a sense that they're able to take care of themselves and they're doing okay.
Yeah.
Is there a type of character you like to write about?
I don't know if there's a type of character that I specifically like to write about, but I guess people would say that I tend to write about sort of downtrodden characters who are hopeless in love and stuff like that. But it sounds unintelligent, but to be honest, I don't really think about it too much. I do it for purely selfish reasons. It's just to express myself, and then I feel better after I've done it. So it's kind of like that.
Do you need to get some perspective on a relationship before you write the song, or does writing the song help you get the perspective?
It helps me get the perspective, absolutely, without a doubt.
That's great. It's like you can be a songwriter and not have to pay for therapy or something like that.
Well, it's kind of like that, actually. I mean, to be perfectly frank with you, when we went to Sweden to make the record, I was pretty unhappy about things in general and, you know, still sort of feeling quite miserable about the breakup of our relationship. And it sounds so corny, but when we made the album and in the studio, when the album was finished, I was completely over it. It was a bit like a miracle, because I no longer felt the way I did. I felt very happy and ready to go on. So that sounds so corny, but it's true.
No, it sounds wonderful. That's great. Well, let's get to another tune. What would you like to do next?
Tears for Affairs. 1, 2, 3, 4. Shedding tears for affairs, I'm a funny little thing. Well, I can tell you this, and I think affairs don't win. Oh, can you handle one more dirty secret and one dirty night? Is it true what they say? You look me in the eye, you whisper, don't cry. I take an interest in illustration, and it was a lie. Oh, but you went so with me still. Shedding tears for affairs, I'm a stupid little thing. But I can tell you this, for nothing you won't win. You had to drive. Thank you.
Lovely. That's Camera Obscura performing Tears for Affairs, a stripped-down version here on the World Cafe today. Their latest album is called Let's Get Out of This Country, and it's on the Merge label. Now, your music is referred to as twee pop in everything you read.
Apparently so.
Yeah, there's this word twee. Yeah. And I looked it up because I'd heard it bantied about, but I didn't really know what it meant. And it's a British adjective that means overly precious or nice. How do you feel about that label?
We kind of hate that. We really can't stand it. It's so boring and it means nothing to us. You know, we have ambition to be not part of that sort of thing because it's kind of patronising. To me, if people call the band twee, then it makes me feel like they're saying that we're uninteresting and only interested in trying to talk about nice, sweet, unimportant things and sound middle of the road and safe, and I don't think that's what we are at all. You know, we're more ambitious than that. We're more sort of real than that and flawed than that label would suggest.
I wonder if some of that comes from the fact that on your album, less so here in this stripped down version, but the album has a very sunny, polished sound to it that in a way runs opposite to what some of your lyrics are, and some of them are pretty biting.
I'm always actually really surprised about how positive our records sound because they never start off that way. It always amazes me when I listen back and think, my God, that's quite upbeat and sounds quite happy, and I don't know where that comes from. It just seems to happen. I mean, I think people would agree that a lot of the time if I write a song and I bring it to the band, it's usually pretty miserable to start with and quite, you know, not sunny at all, I don't think. But, you know, I don't know.
Well, how does a song become a Camera Obscura song once you bring it to the band?
Basically, everybody else gets to make their mark, put the stamp in it.
And you mentioned earlier that you kind of, you're a bit of a control freak. And not only that, not only that, you were bringing in some music this time around that was kind of personal. What is it like for you to have other people take a stab at the work?
I don't really think about it. We're a band, you know. I'm not a solo artist, so we're a group. We all do whatever it is we do, you know. I might just so happen to be slightly better at writing songs than other people in the band, but they're better at doing what they do than I am. So, you know, we're a band. We get on with it together, as long as everybody's happy, if what goes, you know. Obviously, there's, you know, it's nice to think that bands can be purely democratic, but I don't really think that's very realistic or practical sometimes. But as long as everybody's quite happy with what they're hearing and what we achieve in the end, then we'll continue to do it. You know.
I'd imagine, is that sometimes difficult with six people? That's quite a large number for a band.
I don't think that it's difficult, but then I'm pretty satisfied with what we do, so I don't know. Maybe it's difficult for other people, but I don't think so. We're not really the kind of band who have fights about, you know, about the music that we make. Very rarely do, you know, we're quite easygoing. If somebody does something and someone else thinks they should try something else, then everybody's quite happy to embrace each other's ideas.
Now, there is a comparison that you seem unable to escape in the press. You know what I'm going to ask. Another Scottish band, Belle and Sebastian, and in fact, you have worked with the group's leader, Stuart Murdoch.
Yep.
How do those comparisons sit with you?
Oh, to be honest, it seems far more interesting to other people to be talking about that sort of thing. I mean, you know, I love Belle and Sebastian. We like them as people and as a band. It's just, it gets a wee bit tiresome when all you seem to hear is that, when all journalists can write about is that you sound like another band, when we actually don't think that we do. You know, Belle and Sebastian are fronted by a man for a start, and we are fronted by a woman. So, you know, I mean, I know that that's quite simple, but those are major differences to me. And I don't know. It's a bit of a bore, but what can you do? It could be worse. It could see me sound like somebody we really hate. I won't tell you who we really hate.
Okay. That's Tracy Ann Campbell. She is with Camera Obscure. There are guests here on the World Cafe today. Let's go to another song. What are we going to hear next?
We're going to play the title track from the album, Let's Get Out of This Country.
Fabulous.
1, 2, 3, 4. Country, I'll admit I'm bored of me. I drowned my sorrows, I slept around with not in body, at least in mind. We'll find a cathedral city, you can convince me I am pretty. Hit the road, friend of mine. We'll wave goodbye to the thankless jokes. We'll drive for miles and never turn on. We'll find a cathedral city. You can be handsome, I'll be pretty. Now what does the city have to offer?
Camera Obscure performing the title track on their new album, Let's Get Out of This Country. Thank you so much for doing that. That was lovely.
Thanks.
Now, as we're recording this, you're in the midst of your second tour to the U.S. Is that correct?
Yep, that's correct.
So I'm going to put you on the spot for a moment. Oh. What do you like best about being here, and what's the most difficult thing?
Best thing is escaping from my life for a month. And the most difficult thing is it's pretty constant, so it's quite tiring.
Pretty much.
That's all. That's the only bad thing about it, rushing about and not really having much time to breathe.
And why are you happy to be escaping from your life?
It's nice to escape from your life for a little while. Everybody does in one way or another. Maybe they go on holiday. We can't take holidays because our holidays are spent touring the world or doing stuff like this.
Well, I want to thank you so much for being on the World Cafe today.
Oh, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thanks again to not only the band Camera Obscura, but to Tracy Tannenbaum. That new album, Let's Get Out of This Country, is available at our World Cafe CD store, which is part of our website at worldcafe.npr.org.